"Faster, faster," cried the witch. She put her arms round his neck. Someone, some fearful thing, was watching him. Then, under the shadow of the rock, he saw someone who had not been there before. It was a man, dressed in black. His face was white, but his mouth was like a red flower. His hands were white and heavy with jeweled rings. On the grass beside him, there was a hat with a long feather. The young fisherman watched him. At last their eyes met, and wherever he danced, the eyes of the man followed him. Suddenly the dancers stopped. They went, two by two, and kissed the man's hands. He smiled proudly, but he kept looking at the fisherman. "Now, let us go to him," said the witch, and she led him up. He felt a strong wish to obey, and he followed her. He came close to the man. Without knowing why he did it, he called out the name of God. Then all the witches cried out and flew away. The man closed his eyes in pain. Then he went over to a group of trees and called. A horse came running to meet him. As he jumped on it, he turned round and looked at the fisherman sadly. The witch with the red hair tried to fly away too, but the fisherman caught her arm and held her. "Let me go," she cried. "You have said a name which should not be named." "No," he answered, "I won't let you go till you have told me the secret." "What secret?" said the witch, fighting like a wild cat to free herself. "You know," he answered. Her green eyes became dim with tears. "Ask me anything except that." He laughed and held her more strongly. When she saw that she could not free herself, she said, "Surely I am as beautiful as the daughter of the sea." And she put her face close to his. He pushed her away. "If you don't keep your promise, I'll kill you." Her face was grey. "All right," she said. "It is your soul, not mine. Do with it as you wish." She took out a little knife in a case made of green snake skin. What men call the shadow of the body is not the shadow of the body. It is the body of the soul. Stand on the shore with your back to the moon. Cut your shadow away from your feet and order your soul to leave you, and it will do so. The fisherman took the knife. Then he went to the edge of the mountain and began to climb down. His soul inside him called out to him, "I have lived with you for all these years and have been your servant. Don't send me away from you now. What wrong have I done you?"